see. Jackson Dean, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 25th day of September. Smack dab 3 months until Christmas.
Scary. Does that mean that you can start Christmas shopping? I'd say yeah. Yeah, it does.
Today is Comic Book Day, Cooking Day, Lobster Day, Quesadilla Day, ooh, Women's Health and Fitness Day, World Dream Day, and World Pharmacist Day.
Thank you, pharmacists. And yeah.
Again, most importantly, today is Cash Cow Day 1000. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. The mayor of Atlantic City, Marty Small, is accused of abusing his teenage daughter. He's now scheduled to go on trial a month later than planned, according to records. The trial of Marty Small is set to begin December 1st.
A Bridgeton City woman has been arrested after she allegedly damaged a gas meter, causing an evacuation of the area. 21-year-old Ashley Gonzalez was charged with 3 counts of criminal mischief. Crews responded to a gas leak and determined Gonzalez intentionally hit the meter with a brick.
Police in Lower Township say they're searching for a missing 15-year-old Villas girl. Anna Lee was last seen wearing a dark blue sweatshirt.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 78.
It's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
We're talking about Megan Maroney this morning. Exciting stuff. She's sparking dating rumors after a weekend in San Francisco. So she headlined a show, hit up a 49ers game, and rocked Team Red. Fans could not help but notice her repping a jersey while NFL star Nick Bosa, who's sidelined with a torn ACL, watched from the sidelines. The two even follow each other on Instagram, so obviously that only fuels the rumors. Time will tell, but everything we know about Megan and Nick's potential relationship is up now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. Miranda Lambert says her husband, Brendan, is basically husband goals, as if we didn't know that already. He brings her coffee in bed every morning. She joked she's not nice until she's had it, and her go-to isn't fancy. It's just classic Folgers with cream. Simple, sweet, and the secret to a happy Miranda. Apparently, everything we know about Brendan's coffee-making skills, that's up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl up.
Pour me a drink, Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. So I've been checking out TikTok a lot, and there's some very funny teachers on TikTok, believe it or not. I don't know how they can still keep their jobs, but apparently they are.
They do say some crazy stuff on there.
Check out this girl.
When I give my students a quiz, their extra credit option says, make me laugh. If they type in something that does, then I give them a point of extra credit.
Yay.
Never criticize someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes. That way, when you criticize them, they won't be able to hear you from that far away.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll have their shoes. Did you hear about the two people that stole a calendar? They each got 6 months. Why would someone give a little pony some water? Because he's a little horse. Why is the math book so unhappy? It's got a lot of problems. Do trees poop? Well, of course they do. How else would we get number 2 pencils? I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. The existence of watermelons can only mean that there is an earth melon, a fire melon, and an air melon.
Right.
These are the Ella melons. Why can't dinosaurs...
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. We're out and about this weekend at Margate Fall Fun Fest, right on the beautiful Margate Bayfront. That'll be Saturday and Sunday. Over 110 vendors will be there. They'll have live music, kids' activities, parades, food, beer garden, and much, much more. It's presented by Philadelphia Area Lexus Dealers and Margate Business Association. We'll be there thanks to our friends at Gym Guys, number 1 in home personal training. Look for Cat Country there Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have a chance for you to win passes on Allegiant Air. They'll soon be flying out of Atlantic City to Florida. So stop by and see us this week. Number 1 for new country. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts. They're happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you miss out. We do this every weekday morning at this time. That's why we call it the joke of the morning. Give me your joke. Email it to me, joe.kelly@townsquaremedia.com, or you can simply send us a message on the Cat Country 107.3 app with the message us button.
Either one works. Who sent it in today?
Craig from Summers Point has
right,
given
Craig.
Us the joke today. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you so much.
Craig, not Greg.
I said Craig.
Okay, just for the record.
Craig with a C.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Craig, actually it's with a K.
Oh.
It's with a C. Here it is.
I would have believed you.
What do you get when you cross human DNA and goat DNA?
Something scary.
Banned from the zoo. 10.43, good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Welcome to a Thursday morning. Cash Cow, she's back today. $1,000 on the line. 10 chances to win. First chance will be at 8:20 this morning. Cash Cow brought to you by our friends at Bennett Chevy. Again, 8:20, first chance to win. But coming up at 7:20, what's something that kids of yesterday did better than kids of today? Very surprising answer.
I was going to say, define yesterday.
I, as a kid...
And then define today.
...did better than you did this as a kid.
Okay,
Jonna.
Okay.
My generation did better than today's generation as kids.
Doing
it's
what?
It's a fact. I'm going to tell you at 7:20. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to?
Lawrence, South Carolina. One person has been arrested for using a prank fart spray in a school setting.
Ew.
The sheriff's department says the spray was used a number of times at West Lawrence High School over a one-month period, causing disruption, sending some students to seek medical attention. The prank resulted in significant damage to the school's air conditioning system, estimated at $55,000. Oh, the person arrested? Not a senior, not a junior, not a student at all.
Oh, no.
32-year-old teacher Alex Lewis has been charged with disturbing schools and causing malicious damage to property. 43. Actually, before that, at 7:20, we're going to talk about something that kids today are worse than we were when we were kids. Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. A Vineland Catholic School kindergarten teacher has been put on administrative leave over her surrogate pregnancy. Jadira Bonilla was told to stay home earlier this month because the Catholic Church considers surrogacy unethical and immoral. She argues there is no mention of this in her contract.
Some 700 Atlantic City employees attended an in-service retreat at a local water park, which included presentations, a comedian, and alcohol. Mayor Small defended the event as a bonding opportunity, but City Council member Jesse Kurtz questioned the appropriateness of serving alcohol during an in-service event.
And we get paid for this. The National Weather Service is watching two separate storm systems in the Atlantic that could spell trouble for the East Coast with strong storms and dangerous surf conditions. One tropical storm in the Central Atlantic could hit Bermuda as a hurricane next week. Another tropical wave near the Bahamas could develop into a named storm later this week. They say there's an outside chance the two systems could be combining and one would absorb the other.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, high of 78.
Yo, and Jonna, here we go. Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs. Happy birthday to my daughter, Devin, the person that's most like me.
Aw, happy birthday.
She's younger, prettier, smarter, funnier.
Solid,
happy
solid.
Happy birthday to Nikki Mosteller of Galloway. Nikki is 41. Rachel from Ocean City is 37.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
Jack Hewitt of Galloway celebrates today. It's Carter Brandenberger's birthday. Carter from Linwood is 10. Happy birthday, Carter. Happy birthday to Caitlin Accord of Mays Landing, who's 40. Frank Brill of North Cape May is 38. Happy birthday, Frank. Happy birthday to Joe Merlo of Egg Harbor Township. Joe is 62. Wendy Dorfman of Hamilton is 54. Janice Green of Corbin City is 44. Happy birthday to Bill Warren of Petersburg, who's 40. Sharon Wardrop of Whiting is 57. Christy Troster of Ocean City is 40. And Doug in Pereira Jr. is 41. Happy birthday, Doug Jr.
Happy birthday.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Frank Brill of Woo! North Cape May. Frank is 38 today.
All right, Frank. Have a great day.
On the way... What did kids of yesterday do better than kids of today? We got more tickets to give away to see singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson, who's coming to Tropicana in Atlantic City in a few weeks. And, of course, don't forget Cash Cow, $1,000 on the line. 10 chances to win. First chance will be at 8:20 this morning. So we've been asking you to think about this. What's something that kids of yesterday, meaning like my generation, were better than kids of today, your generation? So what could we do better than kids today? I like this from Alan in Little Egg. He reached out on the Cat Country 107.3 app. He said the answer to the question is everything. What didn't we do better than kids today?
Technology.
I'm talking kids like 12 and under.
Still technology.
Well, that's there was no technology when we were kids.
Well,
it wasn't even a word.
Well, that's right.
It wasn't even a word. So no, right. That's not it. Study found that kids today can't
spell, no. Read, do math.
No, none of that is important.
Okay, right. We don't need it.
A study found that kids today can't run as fast as we did.
Well, yeah, all the food's processed. They're trying to kill us. I said it.
Kids today don't have to rush home to watch something on TV because they can watch it later. If we want to watch something on TV, we had to get home and watch it at the time that it was on.
That's true. But there's no fire under the bum.
But actually, when I was a kid, we ran everywhere. You had to go to your friend's house, you ran there. You had to go to school, you ran to school. You go to the store, you ran there.
There's no sense of urgency anymore.
Kids were running everywhere today. When I was a kid, mom didn't drive us anywhere. Dad certainly didn't drive us anywhere unless it was like, oh, I'm going to the bar. I can drop you off and you can walk from there. We revealed what kids of yesterday are better than kids today. We used to run we could run faster than kids today because, as I mentioned, we used to run everywhere. It didn't matter. We ran. We ran there.
Guys, this is before cars, okay?
There were cars.
This is horse and buggies,
there were cars,
yes.
But again, mom wouldn't take you anywhere.
Nobody
and Dad, man, he'd just swear at you if you asked him to drive you somewhere. You had to go, you had a bike, or you walked.
Yeah.
You had to figure it out.
Your bike or your legs, one way or the other.
Donna's on the phone from Northfield. Go ahead, Donna.
Yes, just surviving.
What's that?
We survive better than the kids do nowadays.
That's right.
Yeah, we knew how to brush off the scrape when we got something. We just wiped it off, kept it going. Now the kids nowadays, they get a little cut and they start whining and crying.
Thanks, Donna. Appreciate it.
We should have asked her where she's from originally.
She said Northfield.
And yeah, her accent's really cool.
Well, back in the old days, people in Northfield had Southern accents.
They talk like Taylor Swift did during her country era. Yes. Yeah, we did.
But kids.
That's so cute. I love it.
Kids today can't run as fast as we could because we ran everywhere. And again, we stayed out till the streetlights came on.
You said you were out all day, right?
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't like a choice.
Right.
You wake up at 7:30, mom's like, go outside.
Yeah.
Go outside. I don't want you sitting in until the streetlights come on.
Right. Yeah.
What did we do all day?
That's why parents had a peace
lived.
And quiet. That's what I was going to ask you. What were you doing all day?
Whatever we did all day, our parents didn't know. They couldn't follow us on what are those apps. There was no phone apps. They didn't want you to check in. Our parents didn't want to know what we did all day.
No tracking devices back then?
Look, you know, I used
there
to...
There weren't cars,
I used to go, like, in the woods and start fires.
Joe.
I used to...
Now, if anybody was looking for that fire back in 1970, that was Joe's fault.
I don't think there's anything that it could still be charged with, but $1,000 first chances at 8:20. Right now, speaking of winning, we've got winning. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Our phone number is 609-383-1073. Or for faster service, hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs today. Oh, I should mention Morning Trivia brought to you by our friends at Matt Flat Nissan. Up for grabs today, 2 tickets to see Jamie Johnson coming to the Tropicana in Atlantic City showroom Saturday, October 4th at 8 p.m. Singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson, you got 2 tickets. Here's the question.
Okay.
Back in the 1940s, the New York Yankees baseball team became the first Major League Baseball team to do this. Every Major League Baseball team does it today. But in the 1940s, the Yankees became the first baseball team to do this.
Huh.
609-383-1073. You have a guess, Jana?
I do. I'm going to say the seventh inning stretch.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
The 1940s, the New York Yankees became the first baseball team. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, 2 tickets to see singer-songwriter Jamie Johnson. He's going to be at Tropicana in Atlantic City. October 4th, it's a Saturday night at 8 p.m. Should be a good show. The New York Yankees, first baseball team to do this in the 1940s. Every team does it today. You said seventh inning stretch?
Yes.
No. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Star Spangled Banner.
No, it has nothing to do with the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you. 609-383-1073 or the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it play the national anthem?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Would the answer be television broadcast?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Numbers on the back of their jerseys.
That's what that was my guess, but that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Good morning, Cat Country.
Get a number retired.
No, that's not it. Thank you. You New York Yankees, 1940s. First baseball team to do this. All teams do it today. Hi, Cat Country. Hello.
Good morning.
What is your answer?
Make a commercial.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Uniform numbers.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Sell food.
No, that's not it. Thanks. Good guess. It's not anywhere close to the right answer, but it's good. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it using baseball uniform numbers?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Travel by airplane.
Absolutely right.
Wow.
You're a winner.
Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your
name? Jackie.
Jackie, where are you from?
Woodbine.
Did you just guess that? Did you look it up? What'd you do?
I called my dad.
Smart. Dad always knows.
What's his name?
Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. That's what you say.
Mornings with Joe and John. I put together an article on our website yesterday, CatCountry1073.com, the CatCountry1073 app. Found some very interesting information. The top phobias or fears in New Jersey. Okay, the top 10 fears in New Jersey. This is based on what people Googled. What do you think people in what do you think we're most afraid of here in New Jersey? I would like to think high taxes.
Yes.
Running out of money.
Correct.
Before you get
paid. Losing the house.
Yes.
Electricity bills these days.
But what do you think the biggest fear in New Jersey?
Like you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay, I would say.
You're the only one in this room right now.
I would say. Well, I don't know if you were asking like the earth or me. I would say public speaking maybe.
That's what I would think.
Yeah,
public
like something
speaking,
like that.
Dying. When you put together, when there's lists like that, those are. Neither of those finished in the top 10 of fears in New Jersey.
Having an accidental poop.
No, Jonathan.
Farting in front of somebody. No,
interestingly enough, that's not on the list. And if it was, I probably would have left it off the
list. Hold it in. Yeah.
Number 10.
Throwing stuff out there.
Number 10th fear in New Jersey is trypophobia or something like that.
What?
T-R-Y-P-O-P.
Trypop?
Phobia. Trypophobia. The fear of holes.
I don't know
who's afraid of holes. I don't.
As in, like, the movie?
I have no
based
idea.
Based on the book by Louis Sacker?
I don't know, so we're going to move on.
Or, like, holes in the ground, literal.
We're going to move on, because that's just digging holes at the beach. I don't know. That's number 10.
Oh.
Number 9, fear in New Jersey, fear of spiders.
Sure.
Number 8, fear of heights.
Same.
Number 7, fear of confined spaces, claustrophobia. Number 6, the fear of the ocean or sea water. That's weird, right? You live
especially
right.
If you live here.
You should move. If like that's what you're afraid of.
Correct.
Number 5 fear in New Jersey, the fear of vomiting. Number 6, the
not
fear
great.
Of illness, the fear of getting sick. Okay. That's number 4. Number 3, the fear of ghosts. After all, you know, we got the Jersey Devil, so you got to be afraid of that. All right, so we're down to the top 2 phobias. Number 2, I suffer from this occasionally, agoraphobia. The fear of big crowds or big spaces or being trapped places. That's number 2. Number 1, you'll never guess. The number 1 fear in New Jersey. You would never guess. We could sit here and play this game for the next. We still have 2 hours to go. You would never guess.
What the number 1 fear
number
is?
Number 1 fear in New Jersey. Unless you looked it up, you would never guess. You give up?
Fear of cows.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
The number 1 fear, according to this study in New Jersey.
Feet.
No. Do you want to guess? I mean, we have 2 hours. You could.
We literally do have 2 hours.
Keep guessing. But we might as well stop because you will never guess it.
Tornadoes.
You will never guess it.
Drowning.
You will never guess it.
I give up.
Yes. The number 1 fear in New Jersey, again, you can read this on the Cat Country 107.3 app, is the fear of needles or injections. I don't know if that has to do with the growth of like the Ozempic thing.
Yeah.
But the number 1 fear in New Jersey, see, you would never have said needles, right?
No.
Especially
not for all the issues Jersey has. I never would have said needles.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently that's it.
That's, yeah, nah.
The fear of needles or injections. Don't stick me, bro. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. The mayor of Atlantic City, Marty Small, is accused of abusing his teenage daughter. He's now scheduled to go on trial a month later than planned, according to records. The trial of Marty Small is set to begin December 1st.
A Bridgeton City woman has been arrested after she allegedly damaged a gas meter, causing an evacuation of the area. 21-year-old Ashley Gonzalez was charged with 3 counts of criminal mischief. Crews responded to a gas leak and determined Gonzalez intentionally hit the meter with a brick.
Police in Lower Township say they're searching for a missing 15-year-old Villas girl. Anna Lee was last seen wearing a dark blue sweatshirt.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High of 78.
Yeah, Catch 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, my personal style could best be described as I wasn't expecting to leave the house.
And now here we are.
Everyone at Wawa. Number 2, why wait till you own a boat? Name your fridge.
Sure.
Mine's called Frostina.
Frostina.
Number 3, riding in those self-driving Ubers, not because I think they're safe, but because I want to be part of the class action lawsuit in 10 years.
Get your money, girl or man.
Number 4, someone broke in my house last night and stole some eggs left in a pot of warm water. Cops think it might be poachers.
Get it.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number 5. I cannot hear a word you're saying if your hoodie strings are uneven. Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. I'm sorry, not Morning Trivia. Cat Country Cash Cow is on the air. There's the cash cow. Yeah, there it is. $1,000 up for grabs today. Matter of fact, not just now, but 9 other times today. $1,000 could be yours thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. What we're going to do is give you a code. We'll do that all 10 times today. When we give you a code, get as many codes as you can, by the way. Take the code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, click on the button that says Win Cash, and type in the code. Then just like we did with Frank, or with Darren, we're going to call you back and tell you you won $1,000. All right. Here's your first cash code, cash cow code of the day.
We're ready.
282.
There it is. 282. It's the cash cow button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to type in 282 right there. Trust me, it's going through. If you click send, it's going through. We will get it. I promise. 282 is the code that you need right now. And then you're going to be back here at 9:20 for your next code of the day. 282 is what you need right now. It's 282.
It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. When you're looking for something to do this weekend, how about joining us at the Margate Fun Fest Saturday and Sunday? Free admission both days. It's all happening on the beautiful Margate Bayfront. Over 110 vendors, live music, kids' activities, parades, amazing food will be there. Our Bella will be there. Come and get your picture taken with Bella. It's all presented by Philadelphia area Lexus dealers and the Margate Business Association. We'll be there thanks to our friends at Gym Guys, number 1 in home personal training. And make sure to stop by our tent for your chance to win tickets aboard Allegiant Airlines flight soon to be out of Atlantic City
Ooh.
To Florida.
Nice.